702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Well, one phrase you might use if we're going to delve into the realms of cliches is better late than never. Eskom has a new board. They were supposed to get one quite some time ago, but there is now a substantial new presence at the helm of Eskom. We'll go through the details of some of the board members. They'll be chaired by Mpho Makwana, who had a brief spell as CEO at Eskom. To talk about who's been appointed, we're joined by Chris Yelland, energy analyst and MD at EE Business Intelligence. Mr. Yelland, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Before we talk about who the board is, tell us a little bit about what the board does. I mean, can they really make a substantial difference?
Look, John, a board is a very important oversight and governance structure for a business, and particularly for a large business and state-owned enterprise as well. However, the board do not run Eskom.
Yes.
Eskom is run, obviously, by its executives, by the CEO, the COO, the CFO, the head of generation, transmission, distribution, the head of HR, and the head of corporate services. And they form the executives, and below them are layers of senior and middle management, power station managers, etc. And they are the people that run Eskom. The board provides this oversight and governance role, and it's very important. But I don't think you can just expect that you change the board and things, you know, the energy availability factor is going to start to increase, or, these things are going to take time, and they are going to be done by the people at Eskom.
Yeah.
The 40,000 people at Eskom.
I want to ask you this, though. I mean, have there been instances where you needed the board either to go to bat for Eskom executives who may be saying, for the sake of argument, we can't get this done because Treasury is doing X, or Minerals, Mineral Resources and Energy are doing Y? Or alternatively, to run interference for them if there's any kind of political pressure? Is that part of the board's role, and is this something that they perhaps could have used over two or three tough years?
You know, I think the board forms a layer between the executive management at Eskom and the minister. And so, for example, the board does not appoint the CEO.
Right.
But the board needs to have the confidence of this, you know, that needs to be confident in the CEO. In other words, the CEO needs to have confidence of the board. If the board no longer has confidence in the CEO or COO, it will no doubt communicate their feelings through the chair of the board to the minister, and then it's up to the minister, to take action or make those political decisions and appoint someone. So I think the role of the board is quite limited.
Yes.
But very important.
Yes.
And I think the fact that the board has been severely depleted over the years has really been a problem, because, number one, to perform the necessary oversight responsibility, you do need some legal skills, some accounting skills, some HR skills, change management skills, and, of course, some technical skills as well.
Yeah.
In order to effectively perform oversight. If you're down to just a few non-executive directors, how can they just don't have enough manpower to actually perform their role properly. They're overloaded, and there's also missing skills.
Yeah.
So I think it's important, but I wouldn't read too much into that. There's going to be a sudden change when you change the board.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking at some of the names. We can't go through all of them, Chris Yelland, but many people have said, well, what about people with engineering background and skills? Now we have five people, I think, who fit the bill. Dr. Busisiwe Vilakazi, a DPhil in engineering science from Oxford and very much involved in research at CSIR. Lwazi Gotwana has worked for in big corporates, Transnet, public enterprises, as well as some big corporates, 25 years of experience, and he is an engineer by profession. Clive LaRue is part of the Eskom family, worked in the nuclear division. Mteto Nyati, former CEO at MTN and now chief executive at Altron, also with an engineering degree. And finally, Dr. Tsakani Mthombeni, who's very much involved in sustainable development strategy. That's the role he's currently performing at Implats in the mining industry. Does that sound to you like a good weight of people who have both the technical knowledge, but also appear to have applied those skills in corporate and productive spaces? They're not just academic.
Yeah, John, I must say, frankly, I am very relieved and heartened that we are not seeing some of these noisy, populist, discredited former Eskom executives, including acting CEOs, including CEOs themselves, including the criminally implicated tweeting engineer. I'm very pleased that they're not being appointed to the Eskom board. Instead, we are seeing important appointments that are respected professionals in their field. So look, some of them I know individually. I know, for example, the incoming chair, Mpo Mkwana, as a former CEO of Eskom and a former board member of Eskom. I know people like Dr. Rod Crompton. I know Tsakani Mthombeni. These are really good people, really good professionals who have a deep understanding of the electricity and the energy sector. Many of the other names I don't know personally, but I know of them. I know of them. And when I look through their names and their backgrounds, I'm greatly heartened that these are the kind of people that can provide the necessary oversight and have stepped up to the plate in service of South Africa.
Chris Yelland, energy analyst and MD at EE Business Intelligence.